Spanis. Well, thousands of football fans have more to lose than just pride this Super Bowl. Billions of dollars are expected to change hands after the big Panthers-Patriots game, thanks to sports betting made easier with online gambling. NBC 17's Sandra Shaw is live in the newsroom tonight with that story. Sandra.
Well, Melanie, a national gambling study does show that Americans illegally wager between $80 and $380 billion a year. And the experts say the next 2 weeks before the Super Bowl are the busiest for those who bet on sports.
Sports betting, just a mouse click away. Internet sites flashing their spreads for Carolina, New England, jammed with gamblers hoping to score.
The next 2 weeks are the big weeks for sports betting in the United States. At least $5 to $10 billion are bet in the next 2 weeks on the Super Bowl. So this is huge amounts of money.
UNC economics professor Coleman Strumpf has studied sports gambling for years and is awaiting publication of a 60-page paper that he authored on the subject.
I almost can't think of another activity where there's so much demand for it, and yet it's illegal, and yet there's, you know, the law enforcement guys completely turn the other, you know, they give a blind eye to this.
Except in Nevada, sports betting, whether through a bookie or over the internet, is illegal. But websites place bets offshore, typically in the Caribbean, and Strumpf says that vice cops rarely go after bookies except in New York. Strumpf studied a case there where six bookies were arrested. He gathered bookie client books from the Brooklyn DA.
Talking to law enforcement guys in New York, is it's impossible to try these guys because you put them in front of a jury, and three people in the jury are gamblers themselves. The other people sort of say, well, this is a victimless crime. So it's almost impossible to convict anyone, even if you were to take them to court. So nobody bothers.
Strumpf says his conclusion for online sports betting, demand wins in the end.
When there is tremendous demand for an activity, markets arise to supply the good. And again, this, if it sort of sounds reminiscent of Prohibition, that's kind of roughly what I'd say the lesson is.
And federal legislation is pending to make it more difficult to actually transfer those monies offshore, but it hasn't yet passed. Coming up at 5:30, we'll have more on online sports betting, including its prevalence on local college campuses. Live in the newsroom, Sandra Shaw, NBC 17 News.
Sandra.